This is the Morning Buzz on Spice Radio 1200 AM, and we're talking about how the federal Liberal government is finally making good on a years-old election campaign pledge. Just yesterday, the government announced it will allocate $1 billion over 5 years to fund a new national school food program. We are now speaking to Megan Conn, Government Relations Senior Advisor at the Breakfast Club of Canada. Megan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. We really, really appreciate the spotlight and you guys sharing this information with the public.
So just to start us off here, what's your reaction to this announcement?
Yeah, of course, this is such a great and historic announcement for Canada. Canada is currently the only G7 country that doesn't have a national school food program. And so for us to be able to see this happen and see this become a reality since the 2019 election promise. We're just so excited for the kids of Canada and the work that these stakeholders have been doing.
And let's talk a little bit about the work that is being done at Breakfast Club of Canada. I mean, how long have you guys been working, you know, towards seeing policy like this in Canada?
Right. So Breakfast Club has been in existence for just over 30 years. And to be honest, we've been advocating since the very beginning, but it really was since 2019 that we've been working with the federal government. And about 2016, actually, that we were working with the British Columbia government to bring these programs into reality.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, today we're always talking about, you know, inflation, the cost of food. You know, people are really being challenged across the country. And just how much of an impact has this had on BC in particular? Do you have any numbers on that?
Yeah, of course. So 1 in 4 children across Canada will go to school on an empty stomach. That number is about the same in British Columbia. So right now, Breakfast Club is serving over 17,000 children in 300 schools across the province. However, we have a wait list that's almost that same amount. And so this announcement is really to supplement what the government is already doing, what the private stakeholders are already doing, what organizations like Breakfast Club are doing. And really bring it to the next level and ensure that we're trying to feed almost twice as much as what we're doing now.
And why do you think this continues to be an ongoing issue that we're seeing?
Right, that's a really good question. You know, food insecurity has always been an issue in this country. It just wasn't the most talked about issue. And I think with COVID-19 and the pandemic, we really saw for the first time that this was something that the average family was speaking about, the middle-class family, millennial families, young families. We're really voicing their concerns. On top of the pandemic, of course, the issues we're seeing with affordability and inflation, the cost of groceries continues to come up. This is really an issue that's not affecting one or two children in a classroom anymore. It's an entire classroom that needs support.
Mm-hmm. And this investment, you know, that the government has announced yesterday, just how much of an impact is it going to have?
Right. So as I mentioned, this is very new information for all of us. And so really there's going to be a lot of complex conversations, collaboration to figure out how to implement this program. But the expectation is that it is going to double the work that's already being done by these local initiatives.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think it took so long for Canada to even, you know, see a program like this? Because like you were saying, other countries have it, but it took us some time.
Right. As we said, you know, Canada, I think sometimes we think we're polite and we're kind and we try not to always discuss some of these urgent issues. It just wasn't an issue that was always top of mind. But we saw with COVID-19 that families were being more vocal about the needs that they had. And this really required effort on multiple governments. British Columbia actually has been a leader across the provinces in having these conversations. As I said, we've been working with them since 2016 to keep the lines of communication open on how we can work together and how they can work with local stakeholders. However, with COVID, we saw for the first time multiple ministries, the Ministry of Agriculture, the Ministry of Education, Health, Finance, coming together for the first time to figure out how we can solve this issue. And with that, also calling on the federal government to step up as well.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and for folks listening, right, let's say maybe they want to get involved. Is there any way that they can, you know, sort of help and show their support?
Of course, of course. So supporting the local organizations like Breakfast Club, you know, our programs are really supporting the schools on the ground. You know, we are hearing and seeing from teachers and principals who themselves right now are paying out of pocket or trying to implement their own programs. And as I said, we have 300 schools in British Columbia, but there's almost that many on our wait list. These are schools that have gone to our website. They've requested help. They've requested funding, but the funding just hasn't been there. So of course, for the public to be able to donate if they're able to, or support if they're able to, but also just the really important to have, you know, public support and explain that even if it's not your child that needs the breakfast in the morning, it might be their classmates. And we don't want that stigma of one or two children that really are in need, but they're not going because they don't feel welcome or they don't want to say that they're in need. So sometimes it takes the people that don't necessarily need the service as dire to really speak up for those that do, that maybe don't feel like they can voice that.
Mm-hmm. Megan, really appreciate your time, and thank you so much for informing us. Is there anything else that people should know?
No, really just the important thing I think that we notice is that the big winners yesterday and moving forward are the kids. We really see this as, you know, a turning point in the country's commitment to the well-being of all of our children, and really hoping that this, you know, makes life more affordable for the families across Canada.
Thanks so much for your time again. You take care.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.